attention when driving. Now, I know some of you think that's kind of obvious, but some of you have been saying, we don't get a lot of practical advice from your sermon, so I want to give you a little practical advice. And this is it. One needs to pay attention when driving. And don't laugh that off right away, because I'm sure you have, like I have, heard those stories about folks who are driving north on Idlewild, going out of the city, and then take the turn off. You can go either Highway 16 or 11 or 12, and they don't pay attention, and they wanted to go to Martinsville, but they ended up in Warman, or they wanted to go to Warman, and they ended up in North Battleford, or any of those other places where they didn't want to go. You need to pay attention when driving. And so, too, for our text. Jesus says, my kingdom is not from this world. Now, you got to pay attention here, or else you can take a wrong turn. And the wrong turn is thinking that when Jesus says, not from this world, we're talking about a place that's up there and out there in some supernatural place, and you go 5,000 light years to Alpha Centauri and then hang a right for another 3,000 light years, and there you are, voila, heaven, kingdom of God. That's not what Jesus is talking about here at all. Don't make the wrong turn in that direction. What Jesus is saying here is that his governance, his way of exercising authority, his leadership is clearly and distinctly in contrast from the governance and authority and leadership which one usually sees in the world. The kind of governance and authority and leadership that was exercised by Pilate, or that's exercised by Donald Trump, or even exercised by Justin Trudeau. What is that worldly kind of governance? Well, it's one that is often dependent upon force. And the leaders are interested in maintaining power or gaining some other benefits for their self-interest. Or they pass and enforce laws that give us rewards and punishments so that we do the things that they want us to do. And Jesus' governance and authority and leadership is not like that at all. It is one of grace and love. Now, on Christ the King Sunday, we can still have problems, especially in our contemporary context, with words like King and Lord, because they seem to suggest patriarchy and hierarchy and maybe even militarism. And they seem to be dominating and subjugating. And indeed, if we look in history at many kings and lords, that is precisely the way in which they act. And already in the history and thinking of the West, there's been a whole movement against that kind of notion of kingly or lordly governance. It started already in the 18th century when philosophers and thinkers, in contrast to this way of thinking, gave us the understanding that humans are autonomous. autonomous, rational, independent beings. So against that notion of kingly or lordly governance was the governance of autonomy. We are self-governed, self-ruled. We make, we keep, we live by our own laws, by our own rules. I am an autonomous, rational, independent being. If only that were true. It's an illusion. Think about our world. Think about your lives. Someone else determines your salaries or your pension. Someone else determines what things cost, even on Black Friday. Someone else determines if you can drive, where you can drive, how fast you can drive. Someone else determines your taxes. And as we well know here at King of Glory, someone else determines whether or not you are covered by insurance if you keep their rules of police checks and references. So much for autonomy. And someone else determines the qualifications needed for a job. Someone else determines our education. Someone else determines whether we're healthy or not. Someone else determines our mental stability. And even in cases, someone else determines whether or not we are spiritual and have faith. So much for autonomy. We all seem to be under various kinds of rules and regulations, governance, and authority. In fact, that sense is changed only if we recognize that our key direction for authority and leadership is because we are baptized children of God. When we think about that and what that means for our lives, I'd like to think about that in terms of Wendell. Wendell is probably the freest person in our community. He's smiling already. Because even though he is under the lordship of King Jody and Queen Jennifer, they exercise their authority in terms of God's grace and love. And so in that way, Wendell kind of eats when he wants to, sleeps when he wants to, plays with the toys that are available there when he wants to, poops his pants when he wants to, and when King Jody and Queen Jennifer have to clean that dirty diaper, he just smiles at them and goes, "I'm free." And in many respects, that's how it is for all of us as children of God under the reign and rule, the governance and authority of Christ. So why do we still use words like kingdom? Well, it's part of our tradition. We use it all the time. Every Sunday, thinkingly or unthinkingly, we pray, "Your kingdom come," in the Lord's Prayer. But what does it mean? Luther in the Small Catechism tells us that the kingdom of God certainly comes without our prayer, but we pray in this petition that it might also come among us. So what's going on there? On the one hand, Luther is telling us, Christ is telling us, as he told Pilate, whether we like it or not, whether we acknowledge it or not, Christ is at work in the world in this gracious and loving way. And what we need to do in our life journey is to pay attention so that we don't turn off in the wrong direction and think the genuine governance and authority and leadership in the world is that provided by those who claim to be in charge in this world. Our key claim of faith is that Christ is in charge. Not just of our lives, not just of the church, but indeed of all of creation. And that makes a difference. That makes a difference in terms of the direction our lives take. Because we now claim to be governed by Christ's grace and love, and not by other things. So that power at work in the world is Christ the King. The leadership of Christ that involves caregiving and providing for all creation. The leadership of Christ that rescues and reconciles us when we mess up our relationships with others and with creation. That where there is crisis and brokenness and loss and conflict, the leadership and governance of Christ is there to say, this is not where you have to be, but there is the way of forgiveness. There is the way of reconciliation that leads us through those situations of conflict, brokenness, hurt, harm, even hatred. And the leadership of Christ is there in that he accompanies us on our journey. Not only in good times, but when things turn difficult as well. We are not abandoned. We are not left alone. Christ promises to be with us, to accompany us, to encourage us, and to exercise compassionate authority with us, whatever difficulties may befall us. That's the sense of Christ the King. And so on this Sunday, when we talk about the kingship or lordship of Christ, it's not just that we're trying to put a new spin and a kinder, gentler sense on the word king. It's a far more radical understanding. It's the claim that the basic governance and exercise of authority and leadership in this world is something different than what we see in our usual day-to-day living. That the true governance of this world is under Christ's grace and love. And what that means for us is that there is care and compassion. There is peace and equity for the healing of ourselves, for all people, for our world, and indeed even for all creation.